Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, I hope everybody had a great week last week. We was off the air for a couple of days, took a little break, and worked on some computer problems and some other things. But hey, we're back up and running today, and we're just so thankful for all of those that's listening to our program this morning. And we're so thankful also for you out there that are listening. We're just thankful, that you are, again, in the land of the living and spending time with us. This is Baba Jahi with your home-based business morning breakfast show, where we serve up food for thought. And today we will be dealing with a fantastic work by Brother Willie Jolly. The book is called It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life. And I don't know, some of you might have had a chance when Willie was doing his radio show, was called The Host of the Magnificent Motivational Minute. You might have had a chance to hear some of the stuff that he shared on his radio show. And then he condensed it and put it into a book format. We're going to go over some of them pointers this morning, because really it only takes a minute really to change your life. And, some people say, come on, a minute to change my life? Yes, it only takes a minute. It all starts with a thought. And as you know, we've been through Think and Grow Rich, and we've been through Dennis Kimbrough's book, and we've been through Dennis Wheatley's book. It all starts with a thought, and let's start off with this first piece here that I want to share, and then I'm going to bring up some music after this, and just so you can really try to meditate on this and put it in focus in terms of the music I play called It's My Time. Today we want to talk about the importance of a single minute. This minute that you are investing right now into listening to this program, it may not seem like a big deal, but let me tell you, it's a major deal. Because a minute is the starting point of building your dreams. From a great minute comes a great hour. From a great hour comes a great day. And from a great day comes a great week. And from a great week comes a great month. And from a great month comes a greater year. And from there, you can be the architect of a great lifetime. But it all started with a single minute. That's why we must cherish every minute and use our minutes wisely. The great Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays, who was down there at Morehouse, he used to have a saying, and it goes like this: I only have just a minute and 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but an eternity is in it. So, ladies and gentlemen, use your minutes wisely, because they all count. They all count. They all count. Use your minutes wisely. Do not squander your minutes, because your minutes add up. And when you add them up, that's what's going to get you to where you want to be and getting the most out of what you want to do. So make sure you use your minutes wisely. And with that in mind, let's go start the next song.
Oh, there's a feeling inside of me, telling me that I can be more and more of who I am. It's the power that says I can. Open up to the passion in me. It's a call to rise that's called. Wake up to what I wanna be. It's my time to claim my destiny.
We hope you enjoyed
all
your
right,
success.
All right, all right, all right. It's my time. Yes, my time, your time, our time. Time to get it all together. Time to make all of these different things that we want to happen in our lives work. Our time. Take your time and focus. Focus and focus. Focus today to make time work for you and not time work against you. And again, we're talking today about it only takes a minute to change your life. Yes, that's really all it takes, people. You know, it takes a minute making a decision. Making a decision, it only takes a minute. Are you tired of crying and complaining? Tired of feeling like life don't treat you fair? Do you see so many others moving on while you're steady going nowhere? Have you maybe come to the conclusion that there's nothing at all that you can do? Well, just look in the mirror and you'll see who is really, truly stopping you. It's up to every one of us to take charge of our life and to make it what we want. If you think that it takes too much time, think again, because I'm telling you, it don't. The fact is, it only takes a minute to make up your mind that now is your time to make your run. It only takes a minute, 60 seconds to begin to decide to win. Just get it on. Start it off by checking your frustration. Scream out loud that you have had it up to here. Get yourself so fired up to change that you'll lose every doubt and fear. Then decide that you're really going to do it. Cut yourself off from every other choice. What you say, make sure you really mean. You cannot just be making noise. Everybody's journey starts the same, with one single step, nothing more, nothing less. Let the next step you take point the way to you giving and you getting all the best. Remember, it only takes a minute to make up your mind that now is your time to make your run. It only takes a minute, 60 seconds to begin to decide to win. Just get it on. Folks, again, it only takes a minute. And what we're doing is we're sharing some information this morning from Willie Jolly's book, It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life. You know, just think about the things of this year's closing out, and, you know, we're going to be going into January, you know, and then get that time of the year where, you know, so many people make all of these resolutions that they don't keep. Make sure that this year, as you're going to the new year, and you put together your New Year's resolutions, make sure that they're simple. Make sure that you're committed to them. And most of all, make sure that you keep them, because that is, you know, that's precious. That's, you know, you. See, when you make resolutions that you don't keep, it's the same as setting goals that you don't really think you're going to ever reach and you don't even try to reach. And it has a reflection on goal setting, because when you write down things that you say you're going to do and you don't do them, all you're doing is lying to yourself. And then you get in the habit of lying to yourself and you never achieve the things that you want to achieve. And that's a bad habit, people. I mean, you know, we got to develop good habits, especially, you know, again, this program is designed for those people that are working from home, you know, running your own thing, which is a great thing, you know. And, you know, you have to be very disciplined, you know, and, you know, not regimented to the point that life ain't fun no more, but you got to be disciplined. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I have a very demanding boss. People say, you're a very demanding boss. I thought you worked for yourself. I do. And my boss is me. And I have a very demanding boss, because I know that if I don't put demands on myself, then I won't get the job done. and my family's counting on me. I mean, you know, I don't put demands on myself. The job doesn't get done. Job doesn't get done, and that means we don't have money for food. That means we don't have money to pay, you know, certain bills. We don't have money to keep a roof over our head. So I'm very demanding of myself because I know that what I have to do to make those things happen. And so with that, that means that when I work, I work. And when I relax, I relax. But when I work, I work. And you have to have that attitude, especially if, you know, you're working from home. You know, you can get very, very comfortable, you know, working from home to the point that you're so used, you know, being home and whatever is that, you can get into a super, super relaxed mode. And believe me, when I say this, I'm not condemning anybody out there. It's just, I'm just sharing with you stuff I went through, you know, being so relaxed that, you know, hey, you know, it's like, oh, so good to work from home. Well, you still work is work, you know, and you need to get it done, and you got to be diligent with it. You just can't, well, you know, I'm home, you know, you know, I'm tired this morning. I'll wait till lunchtime and I'll get that done. Then lunchtime, come on, you know, I still got time. I'll do that this evening. Oh, better yet, what the heck, I'll do it tomorrow. No, never put off till tomorrow what you can get done today. But it all, again, goes back to what we're talking about this morning. As Willie Jolly said, it only takes a minute to change your life. A minute. A minute. A minute. 1 minute. Let's take another little portion of his book out of here. He has these little short sayings that he has because, again, these were things that he dealt with on his program called The Magnificent Motivational Minute. It says, reap and sow. If you want more out of life, then you must put more into life. It sounds simple. The more you give, the more you get. The more you sell, the more money you make. The more seeds you sow, the more plants you reap. Most people are waiting for their ship to come in, but they haven't sent any ships out. They want the plants to grow, but they haven't planted any seeds. Look, the farmer doesn't go out and sow 10 seeds and expect 100 plants. No, he plants lots of seeds and knows that some might not come up. But the more he plants, the more he gets. It's old as time. As you sow, so shall you reap. That means you've got to get busy. You got to make it happen. If you want more out of life, then you got to put more into life. Believe and you can achieve. Again, people, as he said, you know, the farmer doesn't put out 10 seeds and then expects 100 crops to grow. And, you know, it's like with business. You know, you want things to happen, then you have to make sure, one, that people know you're in business. And that means you're, you know, you have to find a way to advertise. The best advertisement is word-of-mouth advertisement. You know, you can spend a lot of money for newspaper ads. You can spend money to be on radios, TVs, all of that stuff. But really the best advertisement is word-of-mouth advertisement because when people talk to each other and say, hey, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so, they do this, that, and the other, and, you know, they hooked me up. You know, I really enjoyed the service they provided for me. And the person says, what? Yeah, oh, what did they do? See, that's better advertisement than a TV commercial. Which a lot of time we think spending money, you know, you're on TV and people see it and they're going to come by, you know. You're going to get some business that way. But the best advertising, the best, the very best, the cream of the crop advertisement is word-of-mouth advertisement. Because when someone else tells somebody that you have something that they benefited from, then people hear about it firsthand. and then they're more likely to do business with you than just because they saw it on TV, heard it on the radio, or saw an ad in a newspaper. That might pique their interest, and they'll have to give you a call. But when that person refers them to you, and a person calls you, you know, my girlfriend Mary, you know, she said that, was able to get such and such from you, you know, and I was calling because, you know, I'm sort of interested, you know. How was you able to help her like that? Do you think you can do the same for me? See, that's the best type of advertisement there is. That's why I love network marketing. Because through network marketing, when you do it right, you see, some people, you know, have a hang-up about network marketing because a lot of times network marketers get a bad rap because some people, they don't do it right. But when you do it right and you help that person, you put their needs above your needs and you help that person and their needs are met and they share with other people how you help them, inadvertently, their friends are going to say, what? They say, do what for you? Well, I think I'll check that out. See? And when they call you, they're really already pre-sold. All you have to do is just service them and service their needs because they are a referral from a satisfied customer. That's what you want to do in your business. Satisfy your customers. I'll repeat that again for those that might not have heard what I said. Satisfy your customers, because when you satisfy your customers, they are going to take and share with their friends and their family members how you satisfied them. And inadvertently, they have now become an advertisement tool for you because they're happy, they're excited, their needs were met. And go the extra mile. Now, when I say go the extra mile, this is one of the things you should do. When you develop customers, make sure that you get some of the following information so you can put in a database. Their birth date. If they have children, their children's birth date. Their marriage, their anniversary date. And you say, well, it's kind of prior, ain't it? Oh, well, it's a way to do that on an intake form where it's not, evasive and whatever. But this is why you want it. So when those dates come up, see, even though you serviced them and they didn't got the product and they didn't gone on, is that on their birthday or their children's birthday, when those days come up, it does not cost that much to send a happy birthday card. You'll spend less than $2. Sending them just a little card and a note saying happy birthday. You'd be surprised what that will do for your clientele. And on the anniversary date, you send them and their husband a happy anniversary card. And what that's going to do, that's going to help you again with repeat business, and two, with them talking good about you and the service that you provide. So make sure you do that. Get their children's birth dates, their birth date, and their anniversary date so that you can send little thank you cards out. And, you know, you can say, well, how do you keep track of all of that? Use Microsoft Outlook. Put it in there, and there's this thing in there where you can put the information in, and then every month it'll let you know whose birth dates are coming up, what special dates are coming up. And you check that, and you send that information out. And when you send that information out, what's going to happen is that you've just developed another relationship with your client. See, I love network marketing. Because when you do it right, it works. See, that lets the person know you just wasn't in it for the sale. too often people get involved in network marketing, looking at how much money they can make and forget about providing service and servicing their clientele. See, the first thing you do is you want to service people. You want to give. You give. When you give, you shall receive. See, it ain't about take. What can I get off this person? Man, I closed that deal, and then you will never communicate with them ever again in life. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Don't do that. Don't treat your clientele like that. Your clientele is the lifeblood of your business. They're the lifeblood of your business. And again, remember, it only takes a minute to change your life. With that, I want to bring up one of my last little theme songs here, dedicated as I can close out today's show to Mr. Michael Lee Foster, who was a colleague of mine in the business that I'm in, which is YTB, Your Travel Biz. And I want you to listen to this. And for those that are looking for a financial solution or financial change in their lives, make sure you give me a call at 252-977-6834. But listen to this little short piece right here.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, even, you know, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks. You can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done. So they can do it too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. That means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
You heard it, people, right here on your home-based business breakfast show. You were born to be great, and it only takes a minute to change your life to seek your greatness. And with that in mind, I'm going to close out this show this morning. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being a part of, you know, my audience and for taking advantage of this information. Do something with it, you know, do something with it so that this program, you know, can be a blessing to you. And again, you know, if this program has been a blessing to you and, you know, the information that you received has helped you in any kind of way, shape, or form, you know, email us, please.